Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by ADM. Think about this. We export 30% of our farm production. And who are the big exporting companies processing, transporting our product all over the world? You guessed right. The farmer's friend, ADM. And now for today's commentary. I keep getting the same question over and over again. What is your take on the presidential election? Well, in the first place, most of the polls say we have a dead heat. Bush and Kerry, Kerry, Bush. I know the Olympics were fun to watch, but so is the presidential race. We are just on the eve of the Republican convention, and if Bush gets the same bounce that Kerry got, they'll still be dead even after the convention. I don't expect President Bush to come forward with very much new. Perhaps some ideas on helping our economy that's hit a rough patch, as the president calls it. We have watched President Bush for over 3 years and have a pretty good idea of who he is and where he stands. He has some strong supporters and some bitter enemies. Well, John Kerry, on the other hand, was way out in left field in the Democratic primary, but he had to play to the left. Otherwise, they might have stayed with Howard Dean. But now John Kerry has forgotten about the never-to-be-found weapons of mass destruction in Iraq and embraced the war. He will stay the course, win the war, and bring the Allies along. Now, that's what Kerry's saying. My best guess is that if he wins in November, he'll swing back to the liberal side, and that's where his heart is. As I think about this from a farmer's point of view, Kerry's much more of a taxer than a tax cutter, and he's tight with the environmental crowd led by his Hollywood friends. When it comes to farm programs, I don't think that he has a strong opinion. And listen, Congress will drive those decisions no matter who wins the election. Now, let's look at trade. Kerry is not the free trader that President Clinton was, and probably will be pushed by his party to demand labor and environmental standards that will make it much more difficult to reach agreement on the WTO. Who we choose as president the next 4 years will make a difference, and I still say the outcome will depend on the economy, the war, and some unknown that I can't predict. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.